Russian Ministries marks the legacy of a former Russian president. Mixed reaction to Israel's anniversary and Christianity's growing despite the conflict. And an author reveals the hidden face of the persecuted church. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. An elaborate state funeral today marks the end of a legacy of the flamboyant former Russian president Boris Yeltsin. Yeltsin died Monday of a heart attack at age 76. He was most noted for his role in the fall of communism and the dissolution of the former Soviet Union. Russian Ministry's Anita Danica says, under his hand-picked successor, Vladimir Putin, many liberties are falling away.
I think the direction is concerning. This is not a communist situation of repression and persecution. But we're talking about a trend, and I think also about the great importance of national leadership of the church.
The critical need for evangelistic growth is answered in the labor force.
Pray that there will be young national leaders, next generation leaders. This is the time for the rise of the next generation of Christian leaders. So critical for the future of the country and the church.
Next, as Israelis mark their nation's 59th Independence Day on Tuesday, Palestinian militants launched a barrage against southern Israel. Despite the conflict, Christianity is growing in the region. E3 Partners' Tom Doyle attributes that to the youth in these Muslim areas.
Young people in these Middle East countries are not responding to Islam. They're frustrated with it. They're not excited. They're not practicing their faith for the most part. And so it's a very ripe time for the gospel.
Doyle believes the violence in Israel will diminish as the church grows. This is already happening between Jewish and Arab converts.
The great thing is to see the reconciliation that is happening in Israel. Jews and Arabs that are believers now reconciling after they've given their lives to Christ, worshiping together, praying, washing each other's feet.
Pray that the people of this region would continue to respond to the gospel. You're listening to Mission Network News. The new leader of Turkmenistan may be opening doors for evangelism, according to Back to the Bible. He's promised to make the internet available to more people, which will open up ministry via the web. As number 13 on the World Watch list for Christian persecution, this could be a breakthrough for evangelism. He was elected this February after the former president died unexpectedly last December. Pray that religious freedom continues to increase under this new leader. Elsewhere, Open Doors' Annika Companion says there's a sisterhood among the persecuted church. While many of those suffering publicly are male, these men have wives, mothers, sisters, and daughters. She's bringing attention to the female face of the persecuted church. Why?
I think women understand women. And I believe that the women in the free world need the women in the persecuted church and vice versa. We have got what we call women to women. And in Open Doors, we have many projects that focus particularly on the widows, the martyrs' wives, on the children whose fathers are suffering.
Companion says increasingly they're training more and more women for evangelistic work.
Open Doors has been very involved in training pastors, training lay leaders, especially in southern Sudan. And these pastors, after graduation, have told us, please, would you also train our wives? Because now we are educated and they are not.
Companion's written two books about these women's stories. Go to our website for details. And Greater Europe Mission reports that four of the regional training centers are holding their final sessions, completing 6 years of training for the women who've participated. This preparation has been entirely indigenized with Russian women, training and administrating the various training centers throughout Russia. These women have completed a curriculum geared toward helping them assume the role of women's ministries leadership in the local church. More than 70 women will graduate this spring and finish their final 2 years as teachers. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to help organizations featured on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. The Mission Network News daily email updates are also available absolutely free. It features pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage, helping you be a doer of the word and not a hearer only. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.